This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Turn someday into right now with Buddy by Jake Radio. Nonstop workout music and expert tips 24/7.
Hey, head over to iHeart.com, search Buddy by Jake Radio, and stream it for free right now.
Awesome health and wellness tips 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Remember, stick to the fight. When your heart is hit, it's when things seem worst that you must not quit. Don't quit.
Buddy by Jake Radio, where hope meets momentum.
Search Buddy by Jake Radio and stream it for free. Have a great day.
iHeart Radio.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Friday and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And man, oh man, we're going to talk a little. We'll make fun of Letitia James real quick. Get back to the Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Tom Homan's still killing it. J.D. Vance, he really did embarrass the entire European Union. Apparently the Germans are mad about it. And Letitia James, not at all happy that Trump administration is pulling their money.
It is unacceptable, unconstitutional, ultra-vires. They have exceeded their authority. And so it's important that attorneys general representing our respective states stand up and enforce the rule of law, because Elon Musk, individuals at the Treasury, and the President of these United States is not above the law.
She's angry because they cut all that funding to New York. Remember, the Biden administration was hoovering up as much of your money as possible and sending it to all their friends in the blue areas. Trump and them cut it off. But Letitia, maybe going after Trump for all those felonies, maybe putting that ridiculous judgment against him, maybe in hindsight, maybe that wasn't the route to go. Look, let's talk about this Eric Adams thing, because they're going to try to make this a big deal. They've been trying to make it a big deal all day. Just to update you on this before we get back to the emails. So the saga has been this. Eric Adams, as you already know, came out as soon as the Biden administration started shipping a bunch of illegals into his city. He was critical of it. Yeah, about 5 minutes after he was critical of it, the FBI's kicking in his door, looked really bad, looked awfully like the Biden administration did. Well, what they always did, and that's use the FBI as their political cudgel. And so they went after Eric Adams. Now, along comes Donald Trump. He's up in the polls, looking good. Eric Adams starts to get cozy with Donald Trump, starts to speak about him well, goes to meet him. Eric Adams starting to sound like a Trump supporter. Lo and behold, the Trump Justice Department announces they're dropping the charges against Eric Adams. Right about the exact same time, Eric Adams announces that they're going to drop some of this sanctuary city nonsense in New York City, and they're going to start working with Tom Homan. That's why Homan's able to say things like this.
Get nice officers back in Rikers is meaningful. Because we agree that
Tom Homan can be hard to understand sometimes. Rikers, he's talking about Rikers Island, that big infamous jail, obviously, New York City.
Get nice officers back in Rikers is meaningful, because we agree that, you know, the worst of the worst, the firearms violations, the murders, the kidnappers, the rapists, you know, will come to our attention, certain release, we can grab them. But I've made it clear, I want everybody. If you're an illegal alien, you get booked in Rikers Island, I don't care if it's for shoplifting, I want them. So this is a start to deal with the worst of the worst in the beginning, but I made it clear that my plan on the whole of them. I want everybody.
Eric Adams letting them work with Rikers Island. And now we have this thing where the Southern District of New York, that U.S. Attorney's Office, very most powerful, most famous one in the country. That's where, you know, all those mafia prosecutions and things like that, that's where they came from. There was a resignation. Lady comes out, says, hey, I'm not dropping these charges against Eric Adams. This is crazy. It's against my moral code. I'm not dropping these charges. Well, my theory, which I guess is pretty obvious, but my theory on it is simply this. Eric Adams and Trump cut a mutually beneficial deal. I don't know how legitimate the FBI raids on Eric Adams were. That's not my fault. That's the FBI's fault. You violate my trust 1,000 times. I just naturally assume every time you raid someone, it's political. Don't blame me. Go look in the mirror, FBI. You did this to yourself. So I assumed it was a political hit job, but I don't know that. Eric Adams cuts a deal. Trump will drop his charges. In exchange, Eric Adams will, A, be very, very lenient with Trump when it comes to enforcing all the immigration stuff, the deportation stuff Trump wants to do, and B, Trump gets a political inroad in a state Trump has some very legitimate axes to grind in. Remember, Donald Trump is a New York man. I know he lives in Mar-a-Lago in Florida now. Donald Trump is New York City. Everyone knows Donald Trump. He is a New York City guy. That's where he came up. That's where he got famous. That's where the Trump Tower. Trump is a New York City guy. And Trump had to sit back for the last 4 years and watch New York City itself and New York State wage war on him, destroy his reputation. I think that judgment against him was $300-some million, if I remember right, try to wipe him out financially. And all this stuff was unjustified, a complete political hit job. Only you did all that to the guy who won back the White House. And now, look, get as mad as you want, Letitia James. Did you think there weren't ever going to be consequences?
It is unacceptable, unconstitutional, ultra-vires. They have exceeded their authority. And so it's important that attorneys general representing our respective states stand up and enforce the rule of law. Because
sorry, Letitia. Ah, Jesse, rat assassin Kelly, this guy says. I've heard you say the FBI is not savable and must be dismantled countless times over the years, and I strongly agree. But you stop short on expressing if we need a different kind of CHECA or none at all. Can you elaborate? Well, here's what I will say. I'm not willing to entertain the thought of a new federal law enforcement arm at this time. And I know that sounds like lawyer speak, but allow me to explain. You ever know an alcoholic, or maybe you've been one, maybe you are one, maybe you're struggling with booze right now. So let's talk about alcohol for a moment, or an alcoholic for a moment. I'm going out to dinner tonight with Aub. I don't struggle with alcohol. I have in my past, so I know what you're going through, but I don't struggle with alcohol anymore. It's just not a big thing for me. But I'm going out to dinner with Aub tonight. Let's say I have been struggling mightily with alcohol. I'm just drinking all the time and drunk and just really, really struggling with alcohol. But I'm trying to clean up. I'm trying to get clean. I should not have a glass of wine or a bourbon, or I don't drink wine, but I shouldn't have a whiskey tonight, even one, because I've shown a history of being susceptible to abusing it. So I don't get the right to go have a glass. I'll have a glass of water. Maybe I'll have a Coke, call it a night. Because of my history of abusing it, I should avoid it completely. If you've never abused it, you've never struggled with it, then go have a freaking glass. Have a glass. Enjoy your evening. Go home, relax, go to sleep. Have a glass. The federal government, run by Democrats. You go look, 92% of them voted for Kamala Harris. The federal government is Democrat. The Democrat Party is now communist. Evil, filthy communists. They have used the federal law enforcement arm as their political plaything to repeatedly attack their political opponents. At this time, I am not willing to entertain the idea of having a new federal law enforcement arm. Why? Because you, Democrats, have proven repeatedly, time and time again, you will abuse it. You struggle with it. If I give you that power, because remember, Democrats will have power again soon. I don't know what soon means, don't get me wrong, but they will have power again at some point in time. And you have already proven When you take over the FBI, you will send them after the Republican nominee. You will send them after pro-lifers. You will send them after school board moms. You will send the FBI after all your political enemies. So at this point in time, maybe this will be different 20 years from now, 30 years from now. But at this point in time, Democrats have proven that they cannot be trusted with a federal law enforcement arm that has the power of the FBI. So to answer your question, at this time, no, I am not supportive of any federal law enforcement agency replacing the FBI. What they have done could have ended, and still can if it doesn't get cleaned out, could have ended the United States of America. I told you before, and I mean it completely, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, if not brought to heel, will cause a civil war in this country. It will. It would get to the point where red states would have to have their state police agencies fighting the FBI to protect the citizens, and then that adds to one state joins this, the other state joins this. That's how civil wars start. The FBI could end America if not brought to heel. No, no more federal law enforcement arm. You savages have proven you cannot be trusted with it. So no, it's gone. I don't trust them. Not like I trust my obliterator, that's for sure. The obliterator's there for me. Every single morning, my blender, which has a name, the obliterator, it's there for me. I never have to worry. I never have to worry if things are going to be blended right because it has auto sense technology. I don't, well, which setting do I don't have to do any of that. Ob gets up there and she dumps all that healthy filth in that thing and just beep, hits the button. Premium blender without dropping hundreds of dollars on it. It's recognized by Red Dot as a best concept design. You don't have to stash it in your pantry. Hide the blender. It looks good. Go get yourself an obliterator, and Chefman, who makes it, they're offering 15% off the entire website. Oh, it's a lot more than just the obliterator. Don't think that's all they do. 15% off the entire website with the promo code Jesse at checkout. Chefman.com, Chefman.com, code Jesse. Get an obliterator. Get her a blender for Valentine's Day. That's what she wants. We'll be back. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Valentine's Day on a Friday. Remember, you can email the show, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Jesse, one thing I don't hear mentioned is the fact that neither Hamas nor Hezbollah have been defeated. A ceasefire to get hostages is only useful if the war starts up again after the trades. Nothing in Gaza should be rebuilt until Hamas surrenders and the Palestinians agree to cease hostilities and agree to a permanent solution. People are speaking as though the war is over. It's not. What do you think? Says his name is Paul. Well, that war is never going to be over, Paul. This goes well beyond a region. You know, you say Hamas, Hezbollah are not defeated. Well, there's new recruits for these organizations all the time. There's always an angry, mixed up young man who wants a cause to fight for, wants adventure, and organizations like these, because they get money. Remember, there's money in all this. The leaders of Hamas, I know it's called Qatar, I don't like that. The leaders of Hamas are in Qatar. They're millionaires. They steal all that money the international world gives them. They're millionaires. There's money in it. It's funded. It's organized. Hezbollah is well funded and well equipped, funded and organized. There's money in all this stuff too. So the leaders, they're living high on the hog. They're not living some life of some, you know, saintly imam or something like that. All these guys are in private jets, you know, fancy booze, steaks, and things like that. I mean, you can say they're not defeated, but they won't be. They won't be. And the people of this planet in the year 2025, they don't have the will to actually defeat them. And I don't know that you do. To be honest, I don't know that I do. You know who put a stop to all this stuff? Genghis Khan. You realize that? How do you do that? You just went and killed them all. Okay, well, you're not going to submit? Okay, we're all going to die. You want to do that? I don't want to do that. I think that's barbaric and horrific. I think we should probably avoid genocide, but that's what it takes if you're trying to shoot stuff like that down. Jesse, what are your top five burger joints? His name is Phil. I don't eat many cheeseburgers in restaurants because restaurant cheeseburgers can never and will never measure up to the world famous, don't roll your eyes, Chris, to the world famous Jesse Kelly burger. They just, you know why restaurant cheeseburgers, you know why they fail? A couple reasons they fail. One, they make the patty too thick. A good burger is supposed to have a thin patty. If you want more meat, get a double, but the patty itself is supposed to be thin. That's one. Two, they mail it in on the buns, and I get it. It's tough. Maybe you're a restaurant owner. It's tough to get fresh supplies in. It's expensive. What do you charge? I understand that, but the bun, it's not just a delivery mechanism for the meat and the cheese. The bun is a critical component for the burger. Burger with a fresh bun makes all the difference in the world. They don't melt the cheese properly. And this is a mistake a lot of restaurants make. Not the great ones, but a lot of restaurants make the mistake of not really seasoning things too much because you don't want to turn someone off. You're trying to stay middle of the road, if you will, trying to stay lukewarm. You see this, you know the difference between the good Mexican restaurants down here and the bad ones? You can always tell. I have my test. Like with a pizza restaurant, my test is a pepperoni pizza. When I find a new pizza restaurant, now I like more than just pepperoni on pizza. I like all kinds of things, but if it's brand new, I'll get the pepperoni. Why? Because if you can't do a pepperoni pizza, I don't need to know what your pepperoni and mushroom pizza is. You can't do a pepperoni, you can't do pizza. For Mexican restaurants, it's the queso. Don't roll your eyes, Chris. Queso's the barometer you use for a Mexican restaurant. Mexican restaurants can, and many of them do, just come up with some sort of liquid cheese without really any peppers or any seasoning or whatever in it, and just kind of serve that, and people will be okay with it. But then there are Mexican restaurants who take chances and take the time, and you get it, and it's chunky, and it's spicy, and there's peppers, and they took the time to put stuff in it. That tells me everything I need to know about the rest of the Mexican restaurant. Is the queso a throwaway item where you just melted down some Velveeta and poured some milk in it and brought it to my table? Or is the queso something you actually took the time to dig into? I demand better queso. Dear Dr. Body Wash Tiny Hands, I hate you guys. Can you explain to me how the government incentivizes women not to have a father in the house? So, well, government paid, since Lyndon Johnson's Great Society, government paid women to not have a father in the house. It's destroyed the black community in this country. It's freaking awful. You know, people point out the fatherless problem in the black community today, and that's very valid to point out. 71%, I think the number is, before Lyndon Johnson came in and did all that. 75% of black children grew up in a two-family home in this country. Did you know that? This is during segregation. We're talking they're suffering racial oppression, systemic racial oppression in this country, and still 75% raised with a mother and a father. And then the federal government stepped in and blew the whole thing up. Of course, all that was done on purpose, trying to just grab all those votes. Lyndon Johnson has a very non-PC quote that is attributed to him about that. But it was done for that reason. It wasn't ever done to help anybody. By the way, who's your cell phone provider? You need to remember to put your money where your morals are all the time. And with your cell phone, it's easy. There are hard things about doing that, putting your money where your morals are. It's hard, but not for your cell phone. Pure Talk Now, they're offering free phones, iPhone 14 or a Samsung Galaxy. When you sign up for a qualifying plan, a free phone. Look at your phone right now. Look at those cracks on the screen. You know what I'm talking about. You know your phone is slowed down. You know, it's time for something new. And when the average family saves $1,000 a year by switching to Pure Talk, doesn't that sound like something you want to do? Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. You'll take 10 minutes on the phone speaking to an American who speaks English, and they're pleasant. It's cake to switch. And you can look, if you don't want a new phone, you can keep your phone. You keep your number. It's easy. They make it easy. #250 say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
Turn someday into right now with Buddy by Jake Radio. Nonstop workout music and expert tips 24/7.
Hey, head over to iHeart.com, search Buddy by Jake Radio, and stream it for free right now.
Awesome health and wellness tips 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Remember, stick to the fight. When your heart is hit, it's when things seem worst that you must not quit. Don't quit.
Buddy by Jake Radio, where hope meets momentum.
Search Buddy by Jake Radio and stream it for free. Have a great day.
iHeart Radio.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Friday. The freaking Europeans are so daggone mad at J.D. Vance right now. It's miraculous. All these European leaders coming out today. I can't believe he said that. I can't believe he said that. The German guy gets up and says, oh, we can't let the Twitter stop, hurt our country and stop us. All these people were just tyrants. All of them. Every one of them. They see themselves as kings and queens. And they don't want to be criticized. They don't want their policies criticized. Like all filthy tyrants, they believe in control. They believe in force. And man, it just did my heart so well to see JD today.
I look to Brussels, where EU commissars warn citizens that they intend to shut down.
He called them commissars. I'm dying.
On social media during times of civil unrest, the moment they spot what they've judged to be, quote, hateful content. Or to this very country, where police have carried out raids against citizens suspected of posting anti-feminist comments online as part of, quote, combating misogyny on the internet.
Can you imagine how many years I would spend in prison if I lived in a society where I couldn't post anti-feminist quotes?
Day of action. I look to Sweden, where 2 weeks ago the government convicted a Christian activist for participating in Quran burnings that resulted in his friend's murder.
He just stood in front of all of them and burned them to their faces.
But while the Trump administration is very concerned with European security and believes that we can come to a reasonable settlement between Russia and Ukraine, and we also believe that it's important in the coming years for Europe to step up in a big way to provide for its own defense, the threat that I worry the most about vis-a-vis Europe is not Russia, it's not China, it's not any other external actor. And what I worry about is the threat from within, the retreat of Europe from some of its most fundamental values, values shared with the United States of America.
Go get them. Jesse, oh king of the little digits. It's not nice. I don't get a chance to listen to the show live, so I listen on Spotify. When the ads come on, it's always an advertisement about hair regrowth. Was that Chris's idea? His name is Corey. That's not very nice, for one. Corey, did you write that in? Did producer Corey write in that email? Okay, one, that's not very nice. Two, remember, unless you hear my voice, then that's an ad that your iHeart puts in there. I control the ones that I'm voicing. I don't own these airwaves. Premiere does. iHeart does. They allow me to use them. But maybe we could talk to corporate about those hurtful hair replacement ads, Chris. Maybe. No, I don't want more of them. I don't want any more of them. It hurts me. Everyone hurts me. Clay Travis, that jerk, was saying some really hurtful things to me publicly about my hair. There was some article in the New York Post about regrowing hair, and publicly he sent it to me in front of everyone else. Not very nice. Jesse, do you have a K-bar? Do I need a K-bar? Are they still a good knife or are they just cool? Have modern options made them obsolete? Okay, so I'm not a knife expert at all. What is a K-bar, Chris? Are you serious? Okay. A K-bar is a knife. It's a military knife. They were still issuing, if your job required one, they were still issuing K-bars when I was in the Marines in 2004. Maybe they've phased that out for something different. Have modern options made them obsolete is the interesting question here. Are there superior knives today than the K-bar? Of course. Of course. But there's a nostalgic thing about K-bar that I think you should get one. That's one. Two, I don't have one, if I'm being honest, and now I need to buy one. I mean, I'll find a deal on one somewhere. I'll go to a gun show or something. I'll get a deal on one. But two, I need one. Three, I've got a little K-bar story for you here. Marine Raiders. You ever heard of the Marine Raiders? They're back. They exist now. But they first came around during World War II. It's essentially the Marines' version of the Navy SEALs, right? The Green Berets. It's their special forces, the Raiders. Well, in World War II, Red Mike Etzen, he really started training his Raiders to go get involved in the war in the Pacific. And they ended up bouncing around the Pacific, doing all this amazing jungle fighting, just the nastiest, toughest dudes like ever. Marine Raiders in World War II in the Pacific, just amazing, amazing human beings. Their original knife was known as a stiletto. You can go look at pictures of it. I'm trying to think the best way to describe it. A long, slender, double-edged blade that was pointy, very, very pointy on the end. The blade looks more like a very thin triangle. So you look at it and you're like, wow, that must be a very good stabbing weapon. Well, World War II in the Pacific, because of the jungle environment, because you're always the jungle environment's hard to see, you end up getting close to the enemy. And because of the Japanese love and admiration for the blade, for hand-to-hand combat. Remember, Japanese officers would routinely carry samurai swords with them. Yeah, I know it is freaking cool, Chris. It's freaking cool. Anyway, they loved the blade. They admired their samurai history. And they loved hand-to-hand combat because of the jungle and the Japanese love for the blade and hand-to-hand combat. In the Pacific, there was all kinds of hand-to-hand combat. And it had to be like the worst thing in the world. And to hear guys describe it, it was. You would just find yourself, you're using your shovel and he's got a knife and you're going to sit there and you're going to brawl it out and see who can beat each other to death. They would drop into your fighting hole with you at night to die, ready to die, and they would just try to kill you and your buddy, and you're having a knife fight in a fighting hole, you and your buddy and two Japanese guys with knives and fists and your bite. It was not uncommon at all. Hand-to-hand combat. The Marine Raiders in the Pacific did so much of it. So much hand-to-hand combat, so much straight out of the movies, sneaking up behind somebody and slipping a knife in between his ribs or cutting his throat, that they decided they needed a superior knife to the stiletto. They didn't think the stiletto was doing it well enough. And so the Marines, after they tried it, switched to the K-bar because the K-bar was just better in their mind for stabbing people to death and for the other various things they needed to use it with. Does that not make the K-bar even cooler? The Marine Raiders, the super spec ops type in World War II, said, no, I don't like to cut people's throat with this. I like to cut people's throat with the K-bar. Give me one of those. Isn't that freaking cool? Hey, Mr. Waffle House, does your hate for mashed potatoes extend to grits? Absolutely not. Mashed potatoes and grits are not even close to being the same thing at all. Grits, oh my gosh. Shrimp and grits. If you get some Cajun restaurant, there's all kinds of great Cajun restaurants here in Houston. You get some good cheesy grits and then get, what, Chris? What are you looking at? What, you people can eat that? What? Grits do not suck. Why are you being, is this because I brought up the shrimp? Chris, you can have kosher and grits or something. I don't know. No, not all grits suck. No, they're not. Do I like oatmeal? Grits are not oatmeal. If you get cheesy grits that somebody has put some time into, how can you sit and dog grits with a straight face, man? Get some blackened shrimp or some Cajun shrimp on some cheesy grits. Gosh, I love that. My old man loved grits, loved shrimp and grits so much. I miss him. Anyway, go get some gold. Countries around the globe, China's still doing this. stocking up on gold, stocking up on gold. They're already talking about, hey, gold's going to go up, gold's going to go up. Federal Reserve Chairman out there saying interest rates are not coming down. Read the tea leaves and go to Gold Co. for your gold, because I trust them. That's why. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. That tells me everything I need to know. They've won awards over the last decade. Go look at their five-star reviews, over 6,000 of them. $3 billion in gold and silver. That's how much they've placed. Get it in your retirement account so you don't get wiped out. And get some in your physical possession. And if you just want to learn more, they have a 2025 gold and silver kit they'll give you free. So at least do that. Go to jessielikesgold.com and get their kit. Get some gold. Get some silver. I don't care what color it is. Just get something to protect yourself. Or you can call them, keep in mind, 855-817-GOLD or jessielikesgold.com. All right, Trump's dealing with Zelensky and all this Ukraine mess. Why bother?
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, a Valentine's Day. I have to go spend some money on steak and stuff like that. But she's worth it. I mean, she's worth it. I love you, princess. It's gonna be an expensive night. What, Chris? What? Yeah, the food is gonna be good. We're just not. Steakhouses, look, I love a steakhouse as much as the next guy. And gosh, I'm going to make myself sound like Chris here, and I hate myself for this. But I really prefer a steakhouse when someone else is buying. Like, what, Chris? You understand how it's always some corporate event when I have to go meet the suits. I got to fly out of town. That as soon as you get with them, then, I mean, it's easier to order that steak that costs like $60 when you're on someone else's dime. It just is. I'm more of a Red Lobster man. I'm more of a Little Caesars pepperoni puffs. And you know what? It's not just me. I told you I watched that Super Bowl. Maybe they've been doing this during the NFL games. I don't know. I haven't been watching. But I saw a commercial. I'm pretty sure it was during the Super Bowl, where they were advertising the pepperoni puffs for Little Caesars. What, Corey? I don't know if there's a bacon version of it, Corey, but we should look into that. As a show, we should do some research. Not for you, Chris. Corey and I can have bacon, okay? Corey and I, either way. The pepperoni puffs at Little Caesars are so good. And if Ob would just text me and say, hey, I'd rather have Little Caesars tonight. What, Chris? I would be okay with that. I would do that in a heartbeat. But now she has her heart set on steak, and there's no one to pay for it. No one to pay for it now. It's just me. Me and $60 steak. You know what I'll do? I won't get any appetizers. I'll go appetizer free. I'm not even going to get a salad. And then Ab will be like, you need a salad because you can't have your vegetables. You know how she is with the health stuff. And I'll act like I already had one at work. No, she'll never believe that. Anyway, let's do a couple more emails. Dear Jesse, why should Trump even waste his time talking to Zelensky? Isn't Zelensky the reason he was almost impeached? Well, he has no choice right now. If you're going to bring the Ukraine-Russia war to an end, then Zelensky has to be part of that. And he will bring it to an end. I really do believe that now, because they both sound like they want it, meaning Putin and Zelensky. It was the Biden administration that was keeping that whole thing going. Zelensky doesn't have the men. And without America supplying the endless war, without us sending all the crap we've been sending them, Zelensky can't keep going. And we don't like to talk about this because very few people were rooting for Russia. You may not be the biggest Ukraine fan. I may not be the biggest Ukraine fan, but I don't know many people who were rooting for Russia to invade and win and things like that. We don't like people losing a war. But oftentimes, remember, historically, when you lose a war, it's not the end of the world. We have a World War II version of what warfare looks like, where no, unconditional surrender, complete annihilation, we will reduce your society to rubble, and then we'll tell you how you can go from there. But that's not the norm throughout history. Throughout history, when there is a war between tribes or nations, they will go, they will fight over something, land, something, whatever they fight over, and then there's a negotiated peace. A negotiated peace. I'll take a little of this. You take a little of that. Okay, you lost the war. I'm going to take a little bit of your land. I'm going to do this. That is how wars end. That's how most wars end. And this war could have been over a couple years ago. They were trying for a negotiated peace. And for what I believe are a lot of very, very corrupt reasons, the West, the UK, and America didn't want it to happen. I mean, you remember I played you that clip from Tucker the other day.
Second fact, not guess. Fact is Ukrainian military is selling a huge percentage, up to half of the arms that we send them. Half. And I'm not guessing about this. I know that for a fact, okay? Not speculation. And they're selling it, and a lot of it's winding up with the drug cartels on our border. So this is a crime, what's happening. Our intel agencies are fully aware of this. You tell me they're not profiting from this. Of course, you think the CIA is not profiting from this? Yes, they are.
We just keep sending all our people, all the Ukrainian people into the meat grinder so they could keep washing money and weapons and everything else over there. Just a terrible affair. I can't wait for it to end. I'm not Ukrainian. I'm not Russia, and I have no affinity for either of those countries. It just breaks my heart that many young men getting butchered like that. And it breaks my heart that you haven't found a good employee yet. I hate that. I hate that you haven't gone to ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse and signed up. Try it for free. You realize it's number one for a reason. It's the hiring site employers prefer the most for a reason. You want to know why employers prefer it the most? Because employees prefer it the most. They're all the good employees are already sitting there. You're looking for this. You're looking for that. You need that waiter. You need the secretary. You need a superintendent. You need this. I need two producers. They're all at ZipRecruiter, and you can try it for free. The matches are instant. 4 out of 5, 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a good candidate the first day. You're sitting there taking ads in the paper, asking your friends, hey, got anyone who wants to be a mechanic? They're on ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse lets you try it free. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse.
And now,
here's a headline.
By the go, you know the thing.
Emails
we didn't get to.
Used trailer salesman. I'm buying a new motorcycle soon, and I need advice on how to negotiate a better price. What are the do's and don'ts? Save some cash, Oracle. Well, first, and this is going to sound crazy, treat your salesman with some respect. Hear me out on this. People love, especially dudes, because it's a competition, and we view it as a competition. Dudes like to present that face to people as if the salesman who's trying to find you the motorcycle, as if he's some ripoff artist piece of trash. And he may be. There are all kinds of scummy salesmen out there. But if you treat him like crap, he's going to treat you like crap back. I was a salesman, an RV salesman for a few years. I was a sales manager for a few years. I was pretty good at it. If you treated me like crap, I would treat you like dirt. And I would rip your head off on the price too. You don't get to treat me like crap. I'm a human being. However, if you were cool with me, you know I have customers I sold RVs to, I will still text with to this day. If you were cool with me, I'll go advocate for you to my general manager to get you a better price. Be cool with the salesman. See what it can do. And don't ask for, I need your bottom dollar price. Here's what you say to him. Hey, I'm not paying full sticker on this. Get me a fair price and I'll buy it today. You let him know that you are there to buy, that you have made a buying decision. And then you put it on him to get you a fair price. He's going to go back and he's going to tell his sales manager or his GM, hey, man, I got a buyer. I need you to help me out. Tell him you're going to buy it today. Wait till you find the one you want and tell him you'll buy it today. You get a good price. Go enjoy your husband, enjoy your wife, girlfriend, boyfriend on Valentine's Day. Or if you're single, enjoy being a feminist. I'll see you on Monday. That's all.
Turn someday into right now with Buddy by Jake Radio. Nonstop workout music and expert tips 24/7.
Hey, head over to iHeart.com, search Buddy by Jake Radio, and stream it for free right now.
Awesome health and wellness tips 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Remember, stick to the fight. When your heart is hit, it's when things seem worst that you must not quit. Don't quit.
Buddy by Jake Radio, where hope meets momentum.
Search Buddy by Jake Radio and stream it for free. Have a great day.
iHeart Radio.